Alrighty, let's turn our conversation to NISFAS, and I think it's an important one in light of that. One of the reasons that every country in the world, including the ones that you would call a pure democracy, a pure capitalist state, actually do have welfare transfers is that sometimes they have unequal economies. Kabelo Mahlangu-Bogwane is about to join me. He's a representative for hashtag Open NISFAS and feels that the exposure that NISFAS is supposed to give us, give students to free education, has been unfairly closed too early. Unfortunately, NISFAS does get a bad rap. They botched payments last year to students and grossly overspent in some cases. And then this year, after receiving a record number of applications ahead of the deadline, it seems as though there are a number of students who missed it. And over the last 48 hours, you'd have seen the hashtag OpenNISFAS trending quite a bit on Twitter and other feeds. Gabelo is going to talk to us about what exactly their demands are of NISFAS within this organization.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Refilwe Maloto on Breakfast.
Good morning, Gabelo. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning, Refilwe. Thank you very much for having us.
Of course. I just want to let you lay it out for us, please, as clearly as possible, the demands that you have of NISFAS at this particular point.
Refilwe, for us, we are very disappointed and concerned at how NISFAS fails to fund poor students who have been offered placement at universities and higher institutions of learning. And this is after the announcement by the former president, Jacob Zuma, that there will be free education for the poor and the middle class. But we are very surprised when we are in universities through campaigns like the Zofunda Hinkari. We come across a lot of students who come from as far as the Northern Cape to come to Gauteng because they have acceptance letters. But when they get here, they cannot enroll in these universities because they can't afford. They're from poor families and they meet all the requirements for NSFAS. But there are two cases here. Some of them have not been responded to. Some of them could not even apply because they don't have access to the internet and the necessary resources for them to be able to apply for NSFAS.
So, I mean, these are students who would presumably have also already applied to universities or tertiary institutions and already received acceptance letters, then seeking funding support from NSFAS. Is that correct?
That's correct. And if you look at their circumstances, most of them studied under mud schools or under trees in poor remote areas of South Africa, and despite all their efforts, they had to borrow money from neighbors for them to travel to Gauteng, where they have been accepted. So when they get to these universities, they find that there's nothing they can do besides without having funding. And some of them had to turn back home. Some of them are sleeping on campus. Some of them are squatting with students, student leaders while in these campuses. So it's a very sad situation that is happening right now and confronted our students.
Yes, Gabelo, just help me understand, when does the NISFAS process open and when did it close exactly?
It opened for about 3 months last year and it closed around November. So since that time, there hasn't been an opportunity for these students to reapply again. And what we're saying is that we have a record of students again who had applied for NSFAS last year and got accepted, but because they could not meet the promotion requirements for their course at university, they decided to go back to rewrite matric in different institutions. So those students are still in the NSFAS system. According to NSFAS, they are still due for funding, but we know for sure that they're not going to be funded because they don't meet the minimum requirements for university. So NSFAS did not even do an audit to find out of those students that accepted, which ones cannot go to university, which ones quite bizarre, so that they can open space for these new students.
Are you aware of whether or not there is remaining funding that could make this affordable for NISFAS in the first place, whether or not of that 31 billion is still available money?
There is available money, and because when they closed, they did not announce that they closed because the funds were exhausted. Actually, they closed because the deadline was reached. But besides the money that was still available after the deadline for closing date was reached, there are these students who got bursaries, these students who could not go to university because they did not pass very well, and a lot of other circumstances surrounding that are going to be at play. So what we're saying is that NSFAS must therefore audit all the people that they had accepted last year and see if they can accept these students who are from very poor backgrounds and have acceptance letters but no other means to university.
What response have you received from the organization thus far?
We have not received any response from NSFAS thus far, but the Minister of Higher Education and Training has called a multi-stakeholder meeting today from 9 up until 12 p.m. Okay. So we're going to attend the meeting and we hope for positive results, but we go there very not sure about what's going to happen, because remember from FISMA small, we know the Minister of Higher Education, Mr. Bates, the man to be very arrogant against students. But we hope that something positive will come out. And we've also submitted a petition today to NSFAS, the presidency and the ministry, and the petition is still online, it's still open for signatures. Currently we have about 1.5 signatures and we're still hoping for more signatures.
Alright, well thank you very much. We'll keep an eye on the outcome of that meeting kicking off in about 45 minutes with the Minister of Higher Education, and hopefully we'll reach out to NSFAS as well for an answer. Kabelo Mahlobo Khwane is a representative for hashtag Open NSFAS and would like to see the deadlines scrapped.